please.
Item 815.
Mayor, let's hold one sec so we can get the screen back to the...
Get the screen back to the feed from here. Okay.
Charles, can you...
We don't want you to be upstaged by...
You just turn it off.
Yeah, I can stop it.
We don't want you to be upstaged by a Republican congressman, Charles. So.
Impossible.
Good morning.
Good morning, commissioners. For the record, as most of you know, my name is Charles Johnson. Black lives matter. And it's important to note that there aren't really any such thing as blue lives. There is a duty as a police officer. Many good, noble, brave people volunteer to be police officers. But that is not the same as being born into a country that still struggles with racism and having a high level of melanin. So all we need to say is black lives matter, and that means everybody is going to work together to ensure equal justice for everybody, regardless of skin color. We're going to dismantle systems of oppression which lead to the murder of innocent, unarmed black men and women. When the previous presenter was giving us the FBI's, the director of the FBI being summoned to Congress, we talked about different standards of, the discussion was about different standards of justice. And although here in Portland, we've been very fortunate that it hasn't gone to a deadly level in the very recent past, we know that a police chief who did not exercise proper discipline, a former police chief who did not exercise proper discipline with his firearms on his private time, is still collecting a healthy paycheck. That is a different standard of justice than normal Portlanders experience. In this chamber, 2 weeks ago, four people were removed, were not removed. Four people voluntarily left this chamber, were not informed that they needed to leave the building, and then the police came and arrested four people in City Hall on dubious pretenses that probably will not stand up in court. How can I say that? Because we know that Ms. Teresa Rayford, who led a huge protest on 7-7 after the murder of Philando Castile and Alton Sterling, was drugged by our government, not specifically you, specifically District Attorney Underhill, and he wasted the time of six jurors and two district attorneys on a futile and pointless prosecution, which is the tradition in Portland. The previous district attorney and DA Shrunk and Underhill had dozens of defendants go up to the Supreme Court, come back down, and then, oh, we didn't really mean it. We dropped the charges. So this city needs to seriously think about how it handles nonviolent civil disobedience and justice for people of color. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.